Tov, everyone. We're on the bottom of page 279. We are starting Simen Kuf Yud Beis, moving on to 2 of page 280, Bezrat Hashem, Kuf Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay, as I said before, though, now we are starting actually the dunim of the actual body of Shmona Esrei, and therefore we get into the Gimel Rishonos that we all know is a separate section. The first three brachas, and you have the middle brachas, and the last three brachas are all different sections, three sections of Shmona Esrei. Let's start with the first section of Shmona Esrei. Says the Mechaber over here, Al Yishadim Strachov Begimel Rishonos Velo Begimel Achronos. One should not ask for his own personal needs during the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei. Okay? V'davka Tzarcha Yochid. But that's only your own personal needs. Aval Tzarcha Tzibur Shari. But you're allowed to ask the needs of the Tzibur during the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei. Why is this? So explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sikkun Aleph why we don't ask for things in the first three brachas. Begimel Rishonos L'mayin Doim. What are the first three brachas compared to le'evit shemesader shevach lifnei rabo? Okay, it's a evit. It's a slave that is organizing his thoughts before talking to his master. I mean, he's going to be saying nice things about his master before asking for what he needs. V'emsoyos le'evit shemivagash mivakish prasal mirabo. The middle brachas are when the evit actually asks things from his master. V'acharonos, in the last three, le'evit shekibol pras mirabo shemeshabcho bo'olichlo. After getting his needs, he goes ahead and thanks the master for everything he gets. Since the first three brachas are only shevach, they're only praising brachas. Okay, and therefore it's not appropriate to ask for your own personal needs in the first three brachas, because this is the part of Shmona Esrei where we are giving shevach to Kadosh Baruch. And the last three brachas also we do not ask for things, as other things are thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for what he has given us. Okay, then you ask them, why could you ask for the tzarchin of the rabbim? Why only personal needs you're not allowed to ask for? But the tzarchin rabbim you are allowed to ask for, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Beis. Shari, shizehu ganki meina shevach v'kavod l'rav. It's like when you ask things for the tzibur, it is like you are praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu, shirabim tzrichim lo, you're showing an alak and everyone needs your help. That in itself is like a shevach to Kadosh Baruch. Okay, why? Personal, when you ask. Personally, if you're showing that's not shevach, but the rabbi is considered a shevach. It's a good question, but that is what how we pass in Halacha Lemaisa. What exactly tzibur needs you would ask for in the first three brachas, I'm not exactly sure, because generally we want to ask for the tzibur needs that are the bracha that is closest to that need. Okay, whether it is for there's a drought and you need a parnasa for the tzibur, yasam barei chaleinu. Okay, if there's some type of chas shalom magefa going on, so you ask for in refainu. But you are allowed to ask in the first three brachas anything that is needs for the tzibur. If you would like to, that is mutter to do. Tzib beis. Ein lomar piyutim velo krovetz. Okay, you don't add extra tfilos over here in your personal shas. Chazar is a shas. Lo piyutim velo krovetz perush krovos liotzer. It's like poetry to the Creator. Okay, there are different things. There are different tfilos, poetry that were added. Says the Mechaber, we do not add these things. V'yeshom Rashi Tevas Korina Yeshua Balei Tzadikim Bat Tfila. You don't add these piyutim and krovetz and tfila. However, says the Rama, V'yesh Matir, those who are matas whole v'tzarchi rabimim, these poetries and these tefillahs were made as tefillahs for the rabbim. Therefore, he held it as mutter to do here in Adamin over here in the Shmona Esrei. Okay, v'chinuagi mechol makom l'arun. The Rama is made that this is the minhag in all places in, at least amongst Ashkenazic Jews, there seem to be these piyutim and these krovitzes that were added in the, I believe, the Chazar, the Shas, the Pashas over here. What's going on over here? But they were added in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Okay? Fine. However, obviously, that is not necessary. Our minug, we do not have these krovitzes or these piyutim that are added in, and that's how we are knowing nowadays. We do not add in other things. We're halavai. We have enough kavana for our own personal Shmona Esrei. That's enough for us. We do not add in other things after that. Fine. Moving on to Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Dino Akrios the Shmona Esrei Brachos. So we get to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, and we all know that is the first two times we're going to bow. So now we get to the halachas of bowing in Shmona Esrei. Says the Mechaber over here, Eilu brachos sheshochim mehem. These are the brachos that one bows in his Shmona Esrei. But avos in the bracha, that was the first bracha, Shmona Esrei tchila vasof. At the beginning of the bracha, and then Magen Avraham at the end of the bracha. Ubahuda, and then Modim at the beginning of the bracha, and Atoshim Chalachan El Ados at the end of the bracha, tchila vasof. If one wants to go ahead and bow in every single bracha at the beginning or the end of the bracha, We tell him not to do such a thing. We teach him that is the incorrect halacha. You're not allowed to bow in the beginning or any other bracha. We learned this earlier on. We talked about bowing in the middle of your own personal shmonasi and the tzibur gets to modim. We said you're not allowed to bow if you get to the beginning or end of the bracha. This is the makor over here. We don't bow in the beginning of any other the beginning or end of any bracha except for the first bracha shmonasi and the bracha of modim. Aval b'emtziyason. But in the middle of any bracha yachal ishchos, you want to go ahead and bow, you are allowed to go ahead and bow. Okay, why is this usser? Why is this usser to bow in the beginning or end of any bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan beis, shelo yishcha, kidei shelo yavo lakor takanas chacham. You go ahead and bow in the beginning or end of any other bracha, it looks like you are uprooting the takanah chachamim. Shelo yomruku, echa machmer, gomashu rotsu. We don't want to have people going, I'm more machmer than the takanas chachamim. Takanas chachamim was beginning of end of just the first bracha and the bracha of Modim, and therefore it looks like you think you're better than the chachamim. Vegan de chashin of the yura. It looks like gaiva. Shemach asma yoter kasher mishar tzibor. It looks like you think you're better than the rest of the tzibor. But that's by the beginning of any of the brachas, because the Chazal tell you dafka these brachas and not the other brachas. But b'emtziyason, you're allowed to go ahead and think. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Gimel Chayin Tzatchu Harbe Achronim, Deloki Yafi Marashi Gimel La'asar, even though there are those who are machmer, the Pashas is like the Mechaber that you're allowed to go ahead and bow. Why over here you're allowed to bow? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Dalid, Yachal Ishchotz, Shein Lachosh Yavo Lakor Takanas Chachamim. I deserve, we don't have a concern that you're going to uproot the Takanah Chachamim through this. Kevin Chacham, Lo Tikno Klal Ishchotz Ben Sashum Bracha, because they were never attacking to bow in a certain bracha in the middle. Therefore, it doesn't look like you're uprooting the Takanah Chachamim. You're allowed to bow if you want to in the middle of the bracha. The biggest nafkimin, as we said before, is if the tzibur gets up the modim and you're in the middle of one of the brachas, you go ahead and bow, because it's not usher to bow and in these places. Okay? Fine. See, base. Hanoagim lishchos through Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. In Hilchos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we find over there that there was a minhag that some people bow for the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Yes, they're very long Shmoneh Esreis. People would bow for the whole Shmoneh Esrei. And it says over there that it's mutter, but in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, someone bows for the whole Shmoneh Esrei, because it's mutter, with a couple of exceptions. We'll soon see like these. We'll see it again over here. Hanoagim lishchos Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, someone who has a minhag to go out and bow for all Shmoneh Esrei, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Kisha omrim zachreinu michamocha, tzrichim lizko. However, when they say Zachreinu L'chaim, Melech Chafetz L'chaim, and Micha Mocha Avrachamim Zocher, it's rather the additions that we add in on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We add in during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. You have to get up, they have to unbow, they have to stand up straight when you get to these brachas. Why is that? Why do you have to do that? So for two reasons. There's separate reasons if you look in Sivkat and Vav. Ein Atam Shavah Ben. They're not the same reason why Micha Mocha and Zachreinu are yet to get up. To be Micha Mocha, the second one before you get to the Nehmanat Alechios, Mesim Rosh Hashanah Mechayim, Mesim, the reason why you have to get up. The Micha Mocha, Shikon Liskov, Kodim Gemar, the Berachas Mechayim, Mesim, Ein Sham Shchia, Mitzat Tekanus Racham, because you're not allowed to bow during the bracha. Okay, as we just said, you're not allowed to bow. You're only allowed to bow the brow in the middle of the bracha, not at the end of the bracha. So you're about to get to the end of the bracha, bracha to Hashem Chayim Esim. So therefore, you're not allowed to go. Therefore, you're going to have to get up by Mikamocha. Vim Yichar Kiyaka Mosif. If you go ahead and continue bowing, it looks like you're Mosif. Ubi Zachreinu, Zachreinu is different. By Zachreinu, you're supposed to bow by Bei Magen Avraham. Zachreinu is right before you're going to say Bracha Hashem Magen Avraham. So why do you have to get up? Over here, you have a bowing according to Takanas Chachamim. Kisha Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. The Kevin says Shocha Bichol Tefila, because this guy is bowing in the whole Tefila. Lo Yaniker Takanas Chachamim. It's not going to be recognizable that he's bowing because of Takanas Chachamim, because he's been bowing the whole time. Therefore, he's going to have to get up before Magen Avraham, and then he's going to bow again for Magen Avraham to show that he's bowing for the Takanas Chachamim. Ulefiza yesh chilak. Therefore, there's an afkamina. Vein skiva the zachreinu skiva the mikamocha. Dibes zachreinu tzarich lisko kodem shiomar eizet toves smochol baruch ata. By zachreinu, you have to make sure that you get up before, well before you're going to make the bracha. So therefore, it's recognized when you say the bracha, you're going to bow again. Kidei shiucha akar lishkol to shiomar baruch ata. When you get up for Mikamocha, you only have to do it at actually Baruch Ata, which is the end of the Bracha, only at that. When you're saying Baruch Ata, you have to get up at that point. Okay, fine, that's the difference between Mikamocha and Zachreinu. Says the Ramah, The aval gafde ba avos korea b'selva bracha. Even though by the bracha of avos, we bow by baruch Hashem ma'abeng gemagin Avraham. Mikol makom tzarich liskot ma'at b'selva zachreinu. As we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, you have to get up already by v'zachreinu. K'deish yinir shechozer v'korea mishum chiyavu, to show that you're going back and bowing again for the chiyav, like we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's move on to Siv Gimel. Now it seems to be that there was minhagim to bow in other places in davening other than the places of the garden. As far as we know, these are the only places that Chazal tells to bow, beginning and end of the bracha of the first bracha of Shmonasi, beginning and end of the bracha of the bracha of Mod. So it says over here, HaKorea b'chol kom alefa nechot yishtachaveh. Oh, b'chol levadcha nachnu modim, which we say in the tefillah of Nishmas Kochai, and we say on Shabbos, okay, Nishmas Kochai, b'chol levadcha nachnu modim, oh, behodah dehalul birkas amos. Or people bow in halal, during halal, or birkas amos, when they get to no delicha, just like modim in modim, they bow by a birkas hodah. So to a halal hodah, and birkas amos, no delicha, some people bow during that time. Says Mechaber, raise a Meguna. It's a disgusting thing. It's not a nice thing. Don't do it, says the Mechaber. Perushin Lichra, El Makom Shetiknu Chachamim, the Ramah says, only bow in the place that there is a Takana of Chachamim. Okay, now we have to ask our question, because we bow in other places also. Baruchu, Aleinu L'Shabeach, V'Anachdu Kor Mishtachav Modim. There's other places we bow also. So let's see a little bit more in depth what's going on over here. Says the Bir Halacha over here, Dim Rasa V'Korea, HaKorea. Number one, he brings out Magi Bor Shadochlik so Talim Minig Shadogalam Lichro Biborch. The Magi Giborim has to be Dochak to find a time for the Minog while we bow at Borchu. Because over here, the Pasha says, the Chazal didn't tell us to do it. How can we do it? Ulam Be'emes Yish, the Minog is a smach min a mikra, b'divrei yomim. Alf says the Chavetz Chaim, there is a smach from a pasuk at divrei yomim, kipitl kaf tes pasuk kaf aicham, u minag yisrael Torah. And this minag seems to be minag yisrael Torah, he says, to continue bowing for Baruch. Continue bowing for Baruch. That's the psak over here in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Bir Halacha, which is obviously also the Chavetz Chaim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, see Kodman Tess, let's see the whole thing inside. Once again, one should only bow where Chachamim tell you to bow. Don't bow in the bracha of Yerushalayim or bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. It's the beginning of the end of the bracha. We don't do that. Not like the Maharil used to bow at this point. Fine. One can bow a little bit, maybe. However, that's all by Shmon Asri. One wants to bow as much as he wants, he can bow with it. That's why we find Matzino by Rabbi Akiva. We have a makar in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says that Rabbi Akiva used to daven in privacy. When he used to daven Betzibor, he used to daven a very short Shmon Esrei. Who used to daven Biyachidus, they would find him, and he'd start on one side of the room, he would end up in the other corner of the room. It says, Miro Mishtachavayos. From all the bowing that he would do, he would end up in a different place altogether. What do you mean, all the bowing you would do? We only have four places to bow. So it says, over Mishum Hakim, I think Rabbi Kiva Shadam Anicho, Bekaren Zavi Zu, Umatsum Zavi Acher. So you would put him in one corner and they find him in another corner. Miro, Kriyo, so Yishtachavis from all the times that he would be bowing. This is talking about after he was done with the Shmon Esrei brachos. Dafka over here, where people are trying to pattern it after Shmon Esrei, that by modim we bow, so other places mention odah to bow, that's maguna. That don't think that you're doing like Shmon Esrei. Since they're talking about the old world, they're not talking about the Tzemes. Omer shishtach levanach yisbarach. Guy came derech shavachilu. Aval bevanach nukorim mishtachavim. That which we say in Aleinu vanach nukorim mishtachavim. Shall atzma omer, we're talking about ourselves. Yachal hu lichroa, the Taz says you're allowed to bow over here. So we see over here by Baruch Hu and Aleinu, one has the right to go ahead and bow. However, as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal points out in Simin Nun Zayin, Dear Rasul Korea shall pi the Gra, that anytime you bow outside of these four places in Shmon Esrei that you bow, that you should realize that you're only doing it derech Rishos, it's not a chiyuv to bow. If one thinks he's bowing because he has a chiyuv to bow, then it is usher like we see over here, it's a davar meguna. However, if he realizes it's only Rishos, I have the right to bow if I want to, and Aleinu I bow, and Baruch Hu I bow, then it's a positive thing that we say, and it's a good thing to go ahead and do, and that is how Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal is knowing also. If you look in the Zilberman community, they don't bow at any of these places. They don't do the Bar Baruchu, not by Eleinu, because they only do by the Tekanos Chazal, like the Pashas over here in the Mechaber. But we know that the Minag in most of Klal Yisrael is to bow for Baruchu, to bow for Aleinu L'Shabbos, the places where the Minag is to bow. We say Minag Yisrael Torahu, and one is allowed to continue bowing in these cases. Siv Dal. When one bows, he's supposed to bow in a way that all his vertebrae are going to be sticking out of his back. Okay? All the chulios are the different parts of the vertebrae. All of them should be sticking out of your back. Okay? The Gemara Baba Kama says that in the future, when after one is buried, this vertebrae is going to turn to a snake. Those are the people who do not bow correctly for Moses. Okay, whatever that means. So we want to be bowing correctly. You bow over here that the vertebrae sticks out. You don't bow until your belt and left leave your head held up high. That's incorrect. Rather, your head should also bow like an am, like a reed. Okay, so therefore, also your head bows when you bow for Shmonesh. Sifei. You don't bow all the way down until your back is flat, that your mouth is connected to your belt. Okay, that's too much. And if he's a zakin or a chola where it's even higher to bow even less than that, then as long as he even bows his head, that is going to be good enough. That's considered a ishtachavaya, that's considered b'dieved, a good bow. Since he's showing that he wants to bow, but it's difficult for him because he's a zakin or chola, therefore he's yotzi of the bowing. For us, we're supposed to bow with our vertebrae sticking out, but not all the way down to our belt like we see over here in Sif Dalid and A. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif A, don't do kokach, because he is bowing more than one has to go ahead and bow. Ad kan for today. We'll end over here. Everyone have a great Shabbos.